fact. I think there's no surprise. Simon has said on numerous occasions that the club is for sale for the right person, but that person would have to, or group would have to, have the best interests of Oldham Athletic at heart. We've had offers in the past that we've turned down because they weren't right for the club. So that is the fact. And another fact is that there's no imminent buyer on the horizon. I am in negotiations and discussions with maybe five groups at the moment, but I don't want anyone to get too excited. It's a slow process. People throw offers at you because, you know, everyone wants to own a football club, and it's never that easy. And when you ask them to put their money where their mouth is, usually they go running 1,000 miles away. So we're trying very hard. We want to get investment into the club. It's not always just about whether it's sold or not sold. It could be investment. There's different ways of getting involved with Oldham Athletic, but the club want to do the right thing. The board want to do the right thing for the club. But I really would urge caution that we are nowhere near anything. And I, throughout the short time that I've been involved with the club, I've always had people interested in the club, but getting over the line is not easy.